Tune into this week's Xamarin Show, where I have my good friend Gerald on, talking about SourceLink, helping you debug third-party libraries inside of Visual Studio. Tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Work From Home Edition. I have one of my best friends in the entire world. You know him. You love him. It's Gerald, all the way from the Netherlands. Correct? The Netherlands, right? I got that right.
Yes, you got that perfectly right.
Now,
a lot of people at home here as well.
Everyone working from home. I said the Xamarin team kind of has it easy because we've been working from home for a while, though different situations, a lot more family at home. A lot of people can't leave the house, but we still have the Xamarin Show going. A lot of people may know you, Gerald, because you've been in the Xamarin community for a long time, and now you're on the Xamarin Forms team.
It's crazy, right? I mean, I still can't believe it myself. It's almost a year now, so that's crazy. And I've been in the community before that for a couple of years. So yeah, I've been here for a while, and probably that's why everyone knows me and might get starting to get a little bit tired of me.
No, never. No, and in fact, you know, you just did a great presentation with Javier at .NET Conf on a whole bunch of cool collection view, like list view optimization, swipe view, like carousel view, all the things. But I think today you have something a little bit different for us, correct?
Yeah, today is going to be a little bit more technical. So we have a talk about SourceLink, and SourceLink is awesome. If you don't know it yet, what you can basically do, it allows you to do debugging on code that is not yours. So we all install a bunch of NuGet packages on our projects. We have Essentials that we all know and love. We have, I don't know, PancakeView from our good friend Steven, and a couple of more. And if they have SourceLink enabled, then you can just debug through their code without having the actual source locally on your computer. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's super nice, because I've always run into some issues like, oh, like what is that code actually doing? Like maybe I'm not running into a bug, but I'm like, oh, what is it? I call one line of magical code to like check the internet, but like, what does that actually mean? Like, what is it doing, right? And if I can get into the code without pulling the GitHub project down and having to clone it, because to be able to debug things, like you'd have to actually download the entire project to your machine. So you're saying SourceLink removes all that.
Yeah, so and what the biggest problem is with that, I mean, I see that all the time with the Xamarin Forms code base. I mean, you have this specific problem in your own application, right? So, and it is a big pain if you want to hook up your own application with all the code that's in there, with the big code base that is Xamarin Forms or Essentials or something else, and combine the two to find out why some color is not the right color. I don't know. To find some small thing. And this takes, I mean, it's not like ideal. It's not the answer for everything, but it can help you in a lot of scenarios to take some of that pain away and make it very easy to discover why a certain exception is happening, or debug through some code that is not yours in the first place.
Cool. Well, let's check it out. I'm ready to see it. I'm excited.
All right, let's do it. All right, so first off, let's go a little bit deeper into what SourceLink exactly is. Here we see the repository, and it is part of .NET right now. I think it started out as a separate project, which is mentioned here by a very nice person called Cameron Taggart. So thank you for all your awesome work. We'll take it and do some nice things with it. And you know, it's what I already briefly mentioned is you have to enable this on your package. So you need two things, basically. You need support in your IDE, more specifically in your debugger, but you also need to add this in your library, so in your NuGet package. If you scroll a little bit down, then you can see using SourceLink in your .NET projects, and it isn't any harder than this. You just have a couple of tags that you have to add in your CS proj. They're mostly even optional as well. You can publish the repository URL. You can embed untracked sources, so that will pack up even untracked sources into your PDB files as well, because that is what this is all about. It is about the PDB files. Those are the files that link the binaries to the actual line numbers in your source. It makes a translation there. And there's a couple of other things. So the thing that you want to note is that NuGet.org doesn't support the SNuPKG. files, which is basically a package that lives next to your NuGet package with just those symbols. So what you want to do is package those PDB files up into your NuGet package. So yes, your NuGet package will be a little bit bigger when they download it, but not to worry, those PDB files will not be packed into the actual binaries of your customer. So it will not land in the actual app. It's just something that lives on the developer machine. And I mean, we have all huge machines, right? So we have big disks, and that will just live there, no problem. So if you are a library creator and you have not enabled this on your library, then please do this today because it's awesome and your developers will love you for it.
Yeah, and it's really not, like, you don't have to really change anything else. I think we turned it on for Essentials in a matter of like 10 seconds, really, because what you're showing here is mostly all you need to do. And then
yeah,
I think
there's a little bit more
otherwise. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you need to do a little bit more depending on what your hosting provider is. So if you're on GitHub, you need to add this package. If you're on Azure repos, you need to add this package, and that will make sure that it will make the right connection to the the site where your code is living. And it will figure out all the rest for you. It will figure out which commit you're working on, what source to download. It will do all that magic for you. So that's awesome.
So cool. It's so cool that it's so easy. Like we haven't even showed what this does. So like as a library creator though, I'm like, okay, I know that I don't have to do a lot, which is nice. And I don't have to change my source code, right? Like if you're a library creator, like everything is just in the CS project. You're not changing your library, right? You're not changing your source code. And that's what's I think really cool. Yeah.
You're not changing any code, just a couple of meta tags in your CS proj and you're ready to go.
Cool.
So yeah, let's just dive into what it actually does. Actually, I got a reproduction for a issue on the actual Xamarin Forms repository yesterday, and I think that illustrates perfectly what this is all about. So let me just quickly switch to my Visual Studio for Mac. And I got this great reproduction by, actually, it was from Brandon Minnick. He is a friend of the show, I think, also very known in the Xamarin world. And it was also an issue that I introduced. So, I mean, all things are coming together here. And what happens is that whenever you change the appearance on the iOS simulator, this bug would go off. So something in a renderer somewhere would break. So here I have the simulator. This is the reproduction project. It's nothing fancy. I can quickly go into the code, but I mean, it's just a page with a collection view, refresh view. But the real bug is whenever you toggle the appearance. That's what he notes here. So when I do that, when I have the simulator and I go to features, toggle appearance, you see, boom, it automatically asks me, hey, there's an exception that is not in your code. There is external source available. Would you like to download it? And would you like to view it? Well, that sounds awesome. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You can also check this box to always do it. So then it will be like a seamless integration. You won't even notice that this is happening. And I can just download View Renderer. View Renderer is something that lives inside the Xamarin form source. And now it will land in the Xamarin form source. This is the line where things went wrong. In this case, control is null, so that's why this doesn't work. But the cool thing is, this actually is like in a debugging stage right now. So I can actually go in here, this trait collection. It doesn't work perfectly yet. I assume they're working on it with all the IntelliSense tooltips here. But what you can at least do is copy this, go into my immediate window. You see, I already tried that. I have my IntelliSense right here, and I can just inspect like, hey, the user interface style, we're trying to do something with that. So what's the value for this? Hey, the user interface style is light. I'm sorry that I can't zoom this font right here, so it might be a little bit small. But you see, you have all the values right here, like you're debugging a local piece of code, and everything will just work, and you can see what's going on here.
That's really cool. So like it has the conditional compilations, and I see even above it is like normal source code, right? So everything in there is sort of like compilation flags, but this is the actual Xamarin Forms file. Like this is tied to a commit somehow too?
Yeah. So it has the, this NuGet package is installed. So it's the 4.6 pre-3. That's the most current one right now in pre-release. Lots of awesome bits. So go check it out if you haven't already. And it will know based on this, because of the meta tag that we just added in our CS proj on the Xamarin Forum side, that is, it will link this to the right commit whenever a NuGet package is rolled out. And it will automatically then download the right version of this view renderer class, in this case, of that commit. So you'll be looking at the right code and not the one living on master or something where things already shifted. No, you're looking at the actual version that where you need to be.
That's cool, because sometimes, you know, I don't update my version of packages right away, or sometimes I like to do a beta. And yeah, figuring out what branch I'm on or what branch of the project's on, or imagine, you know, 2 years from now, I'm like, I'm just trying to debug a project and who knows when that commit happened, right? And it's so cool just be like, here is the source code that I can see and I can debug through and actually take a look at that. So cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. So this works on Visual Studio Mac today for iOS and Android. It also works on Windows. The support there is a little bit bigger than just Xamarin. It has been a concept that is been around for a while. So I think if you're doing like native, let's call it native.net, it will just work there, and it will also work for the Xamarin projects there. Oh, so cool. Yeah. If you want to have a little bit more control over when stuff is downloaded or not, you can go into the preferences, and it should be right here on the debugger. Step into external code right here. So here you can have a little bit of a play with the settings. And whenever you just want to have that seamless integration, just say, I want to always download the code. Don't ask me, just jump in there. And you will never even notice that you're in an external library.
That's very cool. And you can just actually debug through it. You could set step through the code, because let me ask you a question. You can't modify this code, right? It's just like a snapshot in time. Is that accurate?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can only see what's going on. So that's where a limitation would be too big of a word, but you know, that's where I said it's not the answer to everything. You can see what's going on, but you can't really influence from here because you're still talking to a binary. So you can change code. I don't know, maybe they'll evolve it into something where you can do that. But right now, it's just a snapshot. You're looking at the code, and at least it will give you some information on to what's going on. But you're absolutely right. You can actually set a breakpoint and step through it. So if I stop this one and I go into my next demo.
Oh, cool. Look at this. I like this. Just new and up stuff and adding breakpoints.
Yeah, so if we look at this demo right here, it's not even a demo. I mean, I'm just creating a new label. I'm doing something with essentials, and I'm putting in breakpoints in it. This is my own code, right? So let's just run it.
And this is cool because in the other one, what actually happened is an exception happened in the third-party library of Xamarin Forms, and then it asked you to download that file magically of where that exception happened. Now in this demo, this is just code that you wrote that you have a normal breakpoint on. And normally if this was all your code, you would, step into it and it would go into your code because you have it. But this is Xamarin Forms, Xamarin Essentials code.
Yeah. So the only thing I did here was add the Xamarin Forms and Xamarin Essentials NuGets right here. Well, actually, that's done for me automatically. So in this case, it's 4.5. I'm just newing up a label, nothing fancy. But whenever I go to these buttons right here and I use the step into button, normally it would just skip over because, this is not my code, right? This is something that Xamarin Forms have. But when I do step into right now, again, you will see this pop-up coming up hey, you need label CS. Do you want me to download it? Let's just do it always. That's actually my default setting, but I wanted to show you this that you don't panic whenever you see this. So you can just download label CS, and we can go in here, and it will bring us to the constructor. So it will do something with some magic with platform configuration registry. Well, that's all good. Is it going to do something else? I'm not setting anything on this, so there might not be really that much going on. But let's see if we can find the property changed or something. So, formatted text. Yeah, I'm not really setting anything. So this is not going to do it. But just for illustration, let me put in a breakpoint here. And if I then run it, you can see it breaks on that breakpoint again. So if you were to do anything else with this label, like set a binding context, which I see here, or set the formatted text, something like that, I could just put in a breakpoint right here and it would break on that.
Oh, cool.
If I would then go over this and I go to Xamarin Essentials, because you already mentioned on Xamarin Essentials, this is enabled as well, because it costs you 10 seconds. So please do this. and I can step into it well. And you can see I already downloaded this one. It keeps some kind of cache somewhere underneath. And it will take me to geocoding shared. And from here, I could step into the actual code that is tied in here, which will bring me to the iOS code, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you get the general.
Keep going down. Keep going down and down the rabbit hole and see actually how it... Keep going down. I'm ready. Keep going. How far can we go? I'm excited.
I think this might even take us into the async method builder.
Oh, my goodness.
At runtime helpers, and I don't know where we're going. I'm lost.
So this is actually really fascinating, because what you just did is you didn't just, you know, go into like the geocoding. There's other libraries that are going deeper. And in fact, if Xamarin Essentials depends on another library that uses SourceLink, it would continuously go down that trail. So you could imagine if everyone gets into this ethos of adding on to SourceLink, that, I mean, that's a beautiful world for developers.
Yeah. Yeah, you could just drill into everything and see all the details. So that would be perfect. That would make it a lot easier to see where bugs are, so you can take all that information into your reproduction whenever you create an issue on that library's GitHub repo. You can basically say, like, hey, it's on this line. I just need you to fix it. But I did all the work for you. Here it is. Or determine, like, hey, is this bug on my side? Is it on the library side? It has all kinds of advantages. So it's very cool.
And I can imagine, too, if you're coming into a library and you're using this and you're like, oh, I can debug into it. And now, wait, I can fix the code. Like, I can fix the bug. I could go back to that open source project. Like, you now know where that bug is at. Just instead of opening the issue, say, I'm going to open an issue. And you know what? I already fixed it because I use SourceLink. Boom. Yes. Cool. Gerald, so cool. Thank you so much for showing it off and diving deep down into the SourceLink rabbit hole. I really appreciate it. Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll put links down into the show notes for SourceLink documentation, all the things that you need. Of course, we'll keep bringing you awesome Xamarin content all the time right here on Channel 9 or YouTube. So don't forget to subscribe, do all the things, click the bell, you know, become part of that notification squad. Bing, bing, boom, 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 boom. Awesome. Thanks, Gerald, again, and we'll have you back real soon. Thanks for watching.
Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.